Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, July 18th, 2013. Well, by now you've heard about the Baruna Music Festival, which is taking place in Toronto this weekend. Tonight we're going to take a look behind the scenes as we have a conversation with Paul Kelly from Unite Productions, one of the organizations behind the festival. We'll be talking to Paul about it, how it came to be, and what festival goers can expect in a few moments. But first, let's listen to Radio Ghost Town from the Rebel Transmission CD by New World Sun, one of the groups being featured at the Baruna Music Festival.
This is Radio Ghost Town, Salvation Plan in stereo sound. This is a Rebel Transmission. Can anybody hear me now? Clever zombies hiding out in the open for all eyes to see. The resistance took a hit when our leader was nailed to a tree. But they couldn't kill him, so they're trying to tell us we're already free.
Now to our interview with Paul Kelly. Good evening, Paul.
Good evening.
Hey, how's it going?
It's really busy these days. We're 4 days away from the Baruna Music Festival, so
wow.
Our office is going full tilt. Phones just, you know, constantly ringing, and our web traffic is through the roof.
Well, before we talk about the weekend, let's give our listeners a little bit of background about Unite Productions and you and where you came from. What led to your career as a concert promoter?
Well, I mean, it goes back to my high school days. I was the guy on student council in my high school that, for some reason, I decided that we needed to bring, and I went to high school on Cape Breton Island, just outside of Sydney, Nova Scotia. And I was the guy that just kind of said, hey, we need to bring bands in for high school dances, and they were foolish enough to let me do it, and so we started bringing in bands from Halifax or New Glasgow or wherever, and bring them into our high school, and I was the one that figured out, okay, got to make posters, got to make tickets, and got to get the word out, and so I did that as a high school student, and just loved, I don't know, putting on a live event, and all my friends, you know, being there, and when I came to Christ after I left high school, and I moved to Toronto, ended up working with Crossroads, and became a part of what was called Main Roads Productions, which was their publishing, production, distribution of Christian music and books. And although my job didn't involve doing live events, exactly, that I somehow got involved in putting on some concerts and some tours. In the early days, it was mostly the Stacy Band, which visitors know of Bruce Stacy, but he had an 11-piece rhythm and horn section band that was had done four albums, and I was putting together tours for them and concerts in Southern Ontario, and so just always kind of did it on the side. And I was going to church at Queensway Cathedral, and whenever there was any kind of a concert coming on, I would get involved. And everything that I've talked about so far, I was always doing it for free, never any payback to me personally, just I kind of like to be the guy that organized them. But so that's how I got into, I guess, got some experience doing events, and then kind of fast forwarding, I was involved with David C. Cook in bringing the worship together, got worship conferences, and that would have been, I did the first two in 99 as a director of marketing with them, and felt that the best way to connect with the church audience was by resourcing them and resourcing the creative community, and we did a conference in Vancouver in June of 99, and then we did one in Calgary right after that, and then 2000 did our first one in Waterloo, and we went from average attendance of about 450 people at the first two worship togethers to the third one had 4,000 people came to it, and we were able to accommodate that at the University of Waterloo in the big gymnasium, and that kind of opened my eyes to the need for the church frontline worship leaders to be resourced by not just the songwriters, but, you know, the technical community and musicians and master classes, and it even gave opportunity for different, you know, theological streams and that would have been 14 years ago,
mm-hmm.
or 13 years ago, and it was out of, you know, seeing the need for that and starting to take, I had a job that involved helping music to grow, CD music sales to grow, and that I felt that the best way to grow that segment of the market was to, you know, do live events and build the fan base for the different artists. And my preference was always, you know, the vertical worship songwriters or artists. And so I guess I had the opportunity to bring a lot of songwriters to Canada for the first time. And some of them, like a Robin Mark, I've gotten to work with Robin every year since 99, we're involved bringing them, but every year we bring them somewhere.
Well, for those, in looking at things like that, and for people who sort of have this idea that, you know, musicians just appear on the stage and you know, the posters go up and the ads go on the radio, they don't realize the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes. Sort of give us a really quick idea of the type of stuff that you need to do when you're putting on an event, like the Worship United events, the Bruna Festival. You know, what are some of the things that you have to do to make sure that people know about this and people are interested in coming and getting those resources that they need?
Yeah, I mean, there's a great deal of back end work, everything from, you know, booking the artists and their band, and booking venues, and booking flights, and renting, whether it's, you know, 15-passenger vans or buses to, you know, to get them across or to do the tour. It's just a lot of work, a lot of phone calling and emailing, and we do have a bit of a network because we've been, you know, I've been involved going across the country for most of my career, so I know people in most major cities in Canada. So yeah, there is a lot of work. In Canada, the Christian media is not as strong as in the United States, so it's a little harder to get the word out, and we rely heavily on person-to-person, pastor-to-pastor. We almost rely more on that than on, you know, you're working with Faith FM there and in the Kitchener area, that Christian radio is not, you know, as strong in this country, or is, you know, we don't really have a big strong voice in Toronto. We don't have one in Montreal, don't have one in Vancouver. So we have to do this grassroots person-to-person, you know, kind of promotion often, and we try to work closely with the churches that are kind of on our database. Or
has social media made a difference in the last few years?
Has what made a difference?
Social media.
Absolutely. You know, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, these things are helping with Baruna. Like, we're seeing a big difference through social media, bigger than we've ever seen before.
Well, let's talk about Bruin in a minute, but we need to take a quick break and be right back with our guest, Paul Kelly, and talk about this weekend's Bruin Music Festival. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Welcome to the Place of Level Ground from the Level Ground CD by Brian Dirksen. And Brian Dirksen is the headline musician at the Bruna Music Festival on Friday night. So I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Paul Kelly. Paul, where did the whole idea for a music festival come from for this year?
This one, we were approached by Live Nation, and Live Nation are the biggest promoters in the world. They have offices in L.A. and Vancouver and Toronto. They're doing more festivals, and they just did a electronic music festival a couple of weeks ago. So they do lots of festivals, and they approached Night Productions about partnering with them to do something that served the Christian community, because we'd done some concerts, worship events in their Molson amphitheater, and they'd seen that there's a big that we can draw a good sized crowd, and they actually liked how behaved our audience was, and so they just thought it's a segment of the market that could use a festival, and so that's how it started. And those conversations probably were happening about 18 months ago.
Wow. So you said it started happening 18 months ago. So it's taken a year and a half to put all of this together?
Correct.
Where did the name Baruna come from?
Just a small group of us were, you know, brainstorming, trying to come up with a name, and we wanted something that had a spiritual connotation, connection, but wasn't just like overtly, you know, it didn't say Joy Fest or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we had three names, and we went to a small group of people to test the names, and Baruna came out as the strongest, had the strongest connection with especially with young people. And Baruna is a place in Narnia. It's actually the place where the battle of good versus evil is fought. And so that's where we got the word Baruna.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at it, and you talked about earlier the amount of work that goes into just putting a concert on, I can only imagine that amount of work is multiplied many times when you're doing something like a festival. What have been some of the challenges that you faced this year in putting this on in this year and a half?
I guess, you know, the fact that it's the first, so, you know, nobody had ever heard of Baruna before January of this year. You know, so there was some challenges in getting people to buy into it, buy into the fact that, you know, that there's going to be a 2-day, you know, multi-stage music festival in the heart of the city. You know, that was a lot of work to get people to kind of buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of a challenge as we went to try and book the talent for it, that there's, I guess there's, you know, only so many Christian A-level artists, and there's like 36 festivals. You know, most of them are in the United States, and so the demand on their time is pretty dear. So, yeah, it's quite a challenge to get our lineup that we've got, and we feel that we have a really great lineup, and that we're getting feedback from people that it's almost got a bit of an indie flavor to it, because
mm-hmm.
we've got bands like the Wren Collective and Gunger, Caleb, you know, that Love Light. These are, emerging, you know, Christian songwriters, artists that we've got to go along with the, you know, David Crowder and Brian Dirksen and Jeremy Camp, Starfield, you know, the better known names in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And a better known name in this country is different than a better known name in, you know, south of the border. Like, we have Brian Dirksen headlining our Friday night.
Yep.
And when you look at our lineup, we've got 30 bands. Well, Brian Dirksen has sold more CDs than any other artist on the roster. You know, that he definitely deserves to be a headliner
mm-hmm.
at like this in Canada, because it's his, you know, his home country, and he has served this country, fantastic by, you know, touring all over the country and providing us with songs to sing in church and great selling CDs.
Yeah, and you've got the other groups like New World Sun and the City Harmonic coming in, as well as some of the newer artists like Joel Ogier. So there seems to be a good mix of both new artists, established artists, Canadian artists, American artists. It seems like there's a really good mix that's going to attract a fair number of people.
Yeah, we feel that. We feel that there's a good mix. And when in the early days, as we were, you know, floating out the lineup, that one of the strongest responses we were getting from people on social media was for John Mark McMillan, who's never been here. He's never been to Ontario, and he's just somebody that, you know, that we've liked as an artist and as a songwriter, and so it's one of those things that you go like, wow, look at that. Like, we're getting, you know, a lot of people are wanting to hear John Mark McMillan, so...
Well, looking at this, and when you're putting all of these things together, we talked about some of the challenges, but I often find when I'm talking to people that are putting on major events and that there's always these small little moments that happen over and over again that sort of confirm that despite the challenges you may be facing at that particular time, this is what's supposed to be going on. These are the God moments that is saying, yeah, this is the direction that I want you to go. Have you had any of those as you were putting the Baruna Festival on?
I mean, just the very fact that Live Nation would approach us, you know, with you know, such a beautiful, this Echo Beach stage, which is, you know, the backdrop is the skyscraper of Toronto with the CN Tower. It's, you know, Echo Beach is becoming the, you know, the venue you want to play, for a summer concert, you know. So, I mean, that was a God thing to us. Getting CTS involved in Crossroads, that, you know, they're as excited as we are about, you know, just being involved in bringing this next generation together for, like, a great summer, you know, festival in the heart of the city. So, you know, that's another, you know, fantastic thing.
Yeah, and it's not all music either. You've also got some teaching going on as well. Who are some of the people you're bringing in to do some of the teaching?
Yeah, we have Tim Huff, who is well known all over Canada, but it's specifically in Toronto for his work with the inner city street people and just amazing minister and author. And so he's speaking on Friday.
And if you have to read his books, and if you do, you'll never be the same.
That's for sure. And just to meet him personally, and, you know, to hear his heart. And then we have Erwin McManus is the keynote speaker on Friday night. He's a pastor of Mosaic Church in L.A. and just amazing communicator and a trumpeter for the creative community. And so we felt it was important to have him. And he's bringing his daughter Mariah, who will be playing on the Heritage stage. She's a musician and songwriter. And then Bruxy Cady from the Meeting House is the keynote on Saturday night. And we love Bruxy as an author, as a communicator, and as a pastor. And the Meeting House, you know, it's one of Canada's top, attended churches in the country. When you look at attendance, I think on a weekend they put over 5,000 people through their services.
Yep. Well, what we need to do is take one final break, and when we do, we'll come back and finish our conversation with Unite Productions' Paul Kelly. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
The valley low, that's where we make our homes, but this I know, that's what he saved us for, 'cause we
Arts Connection. We've been listening to Mountaintop from the I Have a Dream, It Feels Like Home CD by the City Harmonic, who again are one of the featured musicians at the Bruna Music Festival this weekend. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Paul Kelly. Now, I don't think we've mentioned it throughout, but just in case people don't know, when is the Bruna Music Festival taking place?
It's on this Friday, July the 19th, and Saturday the 20th. And it's down on the waterfront where Ontario Place used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the Echo Beach stage and the Heritage stage.
Now, is it still too? Is there still time to get tickets for it?
Oh, yeah, lots of time to get tickets. And we'll be selling tickets, you know, right the day of at the box office at Molson Canadian Amphitheater.
Okay. Do people have to go for the whole day, or can they just go for, you know, say, even just the evening or something like that? Or how does...
There's a couple of options. Either you can buy a ticket for the 2 days, or you buy a ticket for individual days.
Okay.
And if you go to BrunaMusicFestival.com, you'll see that there's discounts if you come in a group of 5 or 10 or 15 or 20. You know, the more people, the cheaper the ticket is.
And that was my next question, was where do people get information?
Well, musicfestival.com.
Yeah. Well, Paul, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Robert.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Paul Kelly. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at Selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.